My ministry has noted of late worrying developments on the ground. September this year, toilets in international schools, in a couple of international schools in Singapore, which have Jewish students, were vandalized with anti-Israel vulgarities. In October, a member of the Jewish community wearing his the Jewish skull cap, kippah, on his way to the synagogue at Waterloo Street, a passing motorist shouted "Free Palestine" at him. In Singapore, followers of any faith who wear visible markers of their religion, you know, Jews do that, Christians, Muslims, even Hindus, visible markers, should never be made to feel targeted based on their religion. And these negative experiences have extended beyond the Jewish community to other Singaporeans as well. So late last month, late October, a Singaporean Chinese man wearing a cap with a patch resembling the Israeli flag was assaulted by a Malay man. Police are investigating. We don't yet know the full facts, why the man did what he did, but it's a worrying trend nevertheless. And last month, a Catholic member of the public reported through a government feedback channel that a couple that he was speaking with had condemned her in the name of God for not doing anything for Palestinians. And at the same time, there have also been more Islamophobic expressions in Singapore since the 7 October attacks. Late last year, there were a series of incidents involving graffiti in public toilets, which said, "Malayu Sokong Hamas," you know, translated, "Malay support Hamas." Police are also investigating this. We take all such incidents seriously. We will investigate and take action, you know, if the culprits are found. Acts of anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Singapore. Here in Singapore, our laws and norms reflect a very simple principle. Everyone, regardless of race or religion, must be treated fairly. They must be allowed to practice their religion freely. They must be protected from discrimination, harassment, and violence. And all Singaporeans and all communities in Singapore, whatever our feelings towards Palestine or Israel, must feel safe and respected here.